but we're in February. And so who of you came into this year with, I want to do this thing, some resolution. I want to change this year. All right? We had the first, not a lot of fans, okay? We had the 1st of February. Who of you have let go of those resolutions already? Be honest. All right, some honest people, yeah? Normally, we start out fresh for the first 10 days, and after that, life happens. And I think sometimes it could be like that with the church or with our spiritual life. I think I came into this year as like, oh man, I want to do something for God. You know, I want to add this into my character. I want to add this into my rhythm. I want to do this for the Lord. And what's going to be new this year? Anybody have ambitions like that or some ideas like that? It's good thoughts, actually. It's good intention. And just coming into this year, we felt the Lord say this, actually, instead of going on to what is new, often we actually have to go back to what was old and go back to where we started. And an example that I've thought of lately, as I've got this, not this laptop, but an older one that I have, is a thing started giving issues, man. Every time you turn it on and you're just in the middle of quite an important thing, it starts going, and then just bombs out, you know. And you say, please, I hope the autosave was on, and you go in there, none of your work was saved. Anyone had that before? All right. And so this thing, you know, I tried all sorts of stuff. I thought about this. In the past, who of you grew up, of course, I'm probably the youngest here, but I remember growing up, okay, that there was these TV boxes, you know, the box TVs when it came out. And sometimes that thing wouldn't go lekker and you'd get all these lines on the TV, you know. How did you fix it? Dwah, 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 okay? And somehow it just recovers, you know? It's like, oh, we can watch TV again. But I also found out that laptops doesn't enjoy that kind of treatment, you know? You knock it once and it finally shuts down completely. So I went to read on another device, trying to figure out, I've got this issue with this Dell laptop. How do you fix this thing? And they said, the only way to fix this issue is you have to reset to the factory settings. Reset to the original stuff. And I'm like, I don't really want to do that. That's all my stuff on there, you know. Can't I install something to fix it? You have to reset. Go back. And I think sometimes with God, actually what God has for us this year, he says instead of trying to install something new, we actually have to go back to what is old. And because as a church and as humans, as Christians, we don't naturally fall into what is better. We actually fall into what is worse. We regress. We constantly drift. We constantly go away. And we really feel as a team this year, we want to trust God. Would you remind us? I love even in Revelations where the Lord says, go back to the things you did at first. Remember where you came from and do that again. Go back to where you came from. Remember how I saved you? Remember how your heart burned? Remember when your eyes were opened? Go back. Do that. And so we want to go back this year. It's gone very quiet. That wasn't supposed to be a heavy. That was supposed to be a good intro. All right. And, you know, just coming into this morning, I'm carrying a lot. I must say for us, we probably had one of the best holidays this past December and January. Just there was a lot happening. So it's not like we fully switched off, but we had a ton of fun. We had a lot of friends, family, and fun time, okay? It was great. I'm much darker than what I was before the time, okay? A lot of sun time. And Mona still beat me, so it's not a fair contest. But we had all that. But you know why the holiday was really great? It's every day I could say there was this longing in my heart for the Lord. And we actually had time to just get into the Word and enjoy God. And as a family, enjoy God together. And I don't know if you've had that before, but if you had a long time, if you're in rhythm with God, and you're full, yeah, and throughout the day, even if you don't sit and read your Bible, God stirs. Have you ever had that? So you're in rhythm with God. So I must say I had a great holiday, and I'm coming back to this year full and fresh and envisioned, which I'm great, thankful for. And I was remembering, you know, talking about going back to where we came from. I reflected this year, and I said, God, when I became part of Joshin, what stood out for me? What was it that really caused me to want to join this thing with all of my heart and with all of my life, throw my whole being in here? And I love this. Normally, all the other moves that I've been a part of before becoming part here, normally at this time of the year, it's vision. It's big. We're going to do this. And this, and this, plant this amount of churches, do that, we're going to do this. And it's all, like, it starts great, and I think a vision is not a bad thing, okay? Vision is a good thing, but it very quickly can turn into, okay, now we got pressure. We got to perform this thing, you know, we got to make it happen. And I remember being part of Andrew and his team. I don't think we've ever started a year with, we're going to do this vision-wise. But more, we are a value-driven church. And we're like, we want to become this. We want to become like this. And so for us today, I want to look at not laws, but values. What are some of the values that we want to aim for? What are we becoming rather than something we want to do? Amen? Are you guys awake? Amen. Are you with me? And so I just want to touch on two things this morning that I feel God wants us to carry in our hearts and say, God, we realize so quickly we drift from these things and we want to very quickly pick up our lives and make it our own again. But we want to say, God, we want to go back to the things we did at first and go back to who you want us to become, not just what you want us to do, and carry these things in our heart. And God will do great things through us as we continue laying down our lives. Amen. So the first thing that I just want to remind us about is that, and I've always heard this coming out of Andrew and Russell's and whoever's leading us mouth, is that we want God more than anything else. We want His presence with us at any cost. And so there should be at least one or two amens there, all right? And I remember just time after time after time when we get together, there's this hunger in us to look for God. Where is He? Where is He? What does He want us to do? What does He want us to become? Where's God and where's His presence with us? And so, and I remember this line Andrew said once. He says, we never think, and this is, so I'll let you into our brains here a little bit today. We never think, how do I get you to come back next Sunday? Sorry. Yeah. We never think, how do we get the people to come back next Sunday? Our real question is, how do we get God to come back? How do we get God to be with us? How do we get God to have full reign and liberty in this house? Amen? And so that's our question. That's our thinking. That's how we think. Because if God's here, people will come. He'll be with us. And I want to just some scriptures that I've carried in my heart as we consider this. Colossians 1:16. Paul's writing and he says, "For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers." It's not up there yet. I'll read it for you. "Or authorities." And then I love this. He says, "All things have been created by Him and for Him." I want you to know that you've been created by God and for God. That's your purpose. That's my purpose. It's by God and for God. Exodus 33, I think many of us know this portion, but it's this interaction that Moses has with God. And God set Moses on a course. He sent him to inherit something. He sent him out to take hold of something. And so Moses in chapter 33, Exodus, he's got this interaction with the Lord. And it says here, Moses said to the Lord, "You've been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. And you've said, I know you by name, and you found favor with me." Who of you knows that God knows your name? Yeah. And He knows the hair on your head. Some of you have more than others, but He loves us the same, okay? And He knows how much is on there. He knows you by name. And I think sometimes we're like, oh my goodness, God knows my name? He's called me by name? That's great. That's great. And we end right there. God knows me. Can you believe it? What a wonderful thing. Yeah. And it is great. And He calls us. But that's not the call that we have. So Moses is cool. That's great. He knows me by my name. And I found favor with him. And then it goes on to say, "Now if you're pleased with me, teach me your ways that I may know you." That's a great prayer to pray. You guys are quite quiet this morning. Are you awake? Yeah. Says, "Would you teach me your ways that I may know you?" I want you to know that one prayer, if you want to pray one prayer this year and you know that God loves to answer it, it's, "God, would you teach me your ways?" God loves to answer that prayer because His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. He's bigger than us. And He says, "God, would you teach me what you like and how you do things? Teach me your ways that I may know you and continue to find favor with you." Then He says, "Because remember that this nation, it's your people, it's not ours." And then the Lord replied, He says, "My presence will go with you and I'll give you rest." And what a promise is that? Who of you needs rest? All right? It's February, we all need rest again. He says, "But I'll give you rest for your soul." And He says, "But my presence will go with you." And then Moses, he could have said, "That's amazing, I'm out of here." And then but he was almost like caught off guard. He says, "We didn't anticipate to go without you." Because He said, "If your presence doesn't go with us, do not send us from you." Because how will anyone know that you're pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? And this is one of my favorite portions. It says, what else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of this earth? Friends, I want you to know that it's the presence of God that distinguishes us from everyone else on the face of the planet. It's Him. It's not our model. It's not our meetings, how we do it. It's not the different leaders we had and the different lights and the band and the wood panels. That's not what separates us. It's Him. It's His presence among us. And I want you to know, even in Mossel Bay, what separates you from all the other people at your job? It's Him. It's His presence with us. And so there's something of a hunger in us. God, we cannot do anything without your presence. We need you more than anything else. And then the Lord said to Moses, I will do this very thing you've asked because I'm pleased with you and I know you by name. Oh, friends, I want to remind you, one of the core values that we have that we need to get back to or constantly get back to is God more than anything else on the face of this planet. We want you with us. We want your presence with us. Amen. The second value or second, I think, call that God has for us again this year is that we're a church that exists for the nations. Not only for Mossel Bay, not only for the Southern Cape, but we exist for the nations. There's purpose, all right, that God has for us. And Colossians 1 verse 4, Paul writes and he says, now I rejoice in what I'm suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions for the sake of His body, which is the church. He says, I've become its servant. Paul actually says, I've become the servant of this church, the vehicle, His body, by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its fullness, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but has now been disclosed to the Lord's people. How's that? In Exodus 33, when Moses meets with God and the presence of God is with him, it says the full plan of God has not been revealed to Moses. But it says now it's been revealed to you and me. How amazing is that? There's something more that we have to walk in than what Moses had. And it says the plan and the purpose of God has been made known to us. It says it's His bride. It's His church that is the vehicle that He's going to use to impact the world, to make Jesus known to the whole world. It says, the whole Old Testament, nobody knew it. Nobody saw it. Nobody had the plan of God disclosed. But you and I have been revealed this mystery that was kept hidden for ages. It's the church. It's the church. It says, to them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles, that's you and I, the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ in you. It's each one of us. And the value that I want to spin here for us, that I want us to come back to, is we've always been a church where we don't have spectators, but participators. Each one of us has Christ in us, which is the hope of glory to the nations. Each one of us has a part to display God to the world. That is like the mystery has been made known to us and we should proclaim Christ to the world. And it's in you and it's in me. Thank you. I'm Afrikaans if you're wondering. Yeah. Verse 28, it says, He is the one we proclaim. He's the one. We don't proclaim myself. We don't preach our values out there. It's Him. It's Him we proclaim. It's Him we proclaim out there. It's all for Him. It's not about Josh Jen's name. It's for Him. It's admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. And I wonder, you know, that's quite a statement. There's so much for us to dive in there. But what does it look like for us this year if it says that our purpose is to present all of you fully mature to Him one day? What will you look like when you fully mature? It's not an age thing, by the way. It helps, but it's not the point. Is there something about a maturity in Christ that we want to present all of us to Christ one day? To this, I love it how Paul says this. To this end, I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works within me. He says, my whole being as much energy as Christ has assigned to me, I'm pouring it out to this aim, to present people mature to Christ one day through the church by proclaiming Him. Powerful, eh? No amens there. I'll take it. And, you know, it's interesting when you think about this is I recently spoke to a friend of mine, and he's a good friend of mine, and he's working as a, can't remember. I'm trying to think now. It's like, he's got a job, okay? That's not in the church. Yeah, we tired, okay? And you know, I was, oh, CA, sorry, it's like a chartered accountant. And I said to him, you know, because he's taking a lot of time, and we just had this chat, and he says, you know, God, the day you were born, I don't think God sat there in heaven and says, oh, you are going to be the best chartered accountant that has ever walked the face of this planet. Oh, what a great call. You're going to be the best doctor ever, best lawyer, best cashier, best admin lady, best this. That's a part of it. But it says when you were born, it says that God rejoiced over you with singing and rejoiced over you with dancing. And there was something of a purpose that He put in you to make Him known and present people fully mature to Christ one day. That's the dream He had for you. He didn't just dream that over me and Jeff, who ended up being full-time because we couldn't do anything else. Oh, that's not what happened there. Okay? Just by the way. All right? Okay? That wasn't the call. For each one of you, it says when you were born, it says that God Himself, God rejoiced over you with singing and with dancing. And He dreamt dreams of purpose for you and says, and then Jesus even said this, He says, my food is to do the will of Him. Our food is to do the will of Him. And some of us, like I think Greg is a great chartered accountant as far as I've heard. Yeah? He's a great man. But that's not His call. That's not His call. He's been called by God to present people fully mature to Christ one day. And He happens to be a great chartered accountant while He does it. We've got a great doctor or few in this church. They're good at it, but it's not their final call. Their call is to present people mature to Christ. We've got great builders here, landscapers, trainers, retirees. whatever, whatever we've done. But our calls are to present people mature to Christ one day by proclaiming Him through the vehicle of the church. It's His way. That's exciting, eh? And that's the call. Participators. And so with that, we're not a church that believes in come on a Sunday, sit down and get some info, feel like it for the week, and hang on till Wednesday community. That's not the call. Our call is for all of us to do the work of the ministry. Amen? So with that in mind, and as I'm about to land, but we've got some very exciting news that I want to bring to us today. And in some ways, I was praying that Morne would have been here today. Because in some ways, when Morne led this church, he's a great leader. I just want to honor Morne. I said to Uncle Jeff this morning, I'm like one season behind Morne the whole time. Morne planted Melkbos. As soon as I moved there, Morne moved to Mossel Bay. So I was in Melkbos for 9 years, okay? As soon as I moved to Mossel Bay, Morne moves to Melkbos, okay? And so I've never had the privilege to be with him on team near him, okay? We always work like far away from one another. But I've been working with him a lot over the past number of years just in the bigger team. And I want to say he's a great leader. And he's been called by God, and he's leading Josh Genuine in South Africa well with us, with Andrew steering us, but he's a great gift to us, amen? Who of you were here when Morne led AM? I want to just see hands, okay? He's a great man, and it's a privilege to be on his team. And but Morne, when he led Mossel Bay, had this dream that Mossel Bay will be a base church that will plant many around the Southern Cape. And from this congregation, Benny has gone out and George has been planted and Chad has joined. Then we've got two congregations in George. From here, we've planted Hartenbos, Afrikaans of all things. Can you believe it? And that congregation is busting at the seams, you know, bursting at the seams, whatever you'd call it. And there's just groups going out that's been planted. And for a number of years, in a sense, the base church has in a sense, been under the pump. Okay? And in a sense, we... Unfortunately, we're in a bit of maintenance mode for some time, trying to regather the troops in and regather vision. But I've got great news for us. All right. There's been this dream that Morne carried for over 5 years, that one day God has called us to plant a church in Grootbrak. All right. And I'm glad to share with you that the time has come and that we will be planting Grootbrak congregation. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And it's such a joy, man. I'm telling you, we've been over for longer than a year now. We've been hunting a venue, all right? I think we've been knocking on every person's door there. That's a belief, Danny. We just want a venue now. We've been looking. And I tell you, like, somehow, like, Mona said to us this year, if you don't find a venue, you're starting to fast. So I said, please, God, we just need a venue, man. And we're asking you, Lord. And I was the day that I go on leave, Andries Louis calls me. He says, I've got great news for us. We found a venue. And so I don't know how we missed it, but Renee, did you get the video that I sent you this morning? Would you play that for us? And I want you to show, just see the inside of the venue we found. So it's an old Bioscope venue. It can seat 150 people. We got the screen, there's sound, there's chairs. I'll explain to you as we go. And as you go through this door, we got a whole coffee area. We're going to set up a coffee station and potentially have to do kids church in that area for a while until we find there's a house next door that we also want. Thanks, Russell. And gonna see the outside now. We've got a whole outside space and jungle gym. We're gonna put up a braai area because it's planted mostly from Hartenbos. Yeah, and it goes straight around the venue, parking area in the middle of Grootbrak. How's that? Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Super exciting, man. And I think just coming into this year, there was this, I could feel the stirring that God says it's time not to maintain, but it's to advance through adversity. It's time to grow. It's time to move. It's time to take hold of the nations again. And as we went to the time with the elders and the ops guys, the first video we watched of Andrew says it's time to advance and not maintain through adversity. And so what we, regarding Grootbrak, is it's going to move quite quickly, by the way. In 1 month from now, we will be planting. The 2nd of March, we will be launching Grootbrak Congregation. And I'm happy to tell you that. So for a while, we've been praying also. So there's two things before we plant a church, which is quite important. It's one, you need a venue. You can't do much without it. The second is you need someone who will lead it. And we've been praying for a while. And it says, God, who is it? Who is it? Who's on your heart to lead? And the one day, Andries Louis and I were fasting and praying and asking God, who's on your heart to go? And we felt the Lord put Paul and Michelle Kuhner. Highlight them. Some of you might remember them. They were part of the eldership team here before I came here. And they were on long leave in the Isle of Man. And so Andries Louis and I decided, there's definitely witness in our heart. We believe it's God. And then we couldn't talk to them. And we also didn't have a venue by then. And so I went on leave, and we found the venue, and we met together with them over the last week. And they said, actually, God has been preparing them to them that it's time to plant. They don't feel equipped, but they know God has called them. They're saying yes to the Lord. So they're putting up their hands. They're going to plant and lead the work. It's a great win for us. And so how it's going to work, there will be a large contingent, especially out of Hartenbos Congregation, that will join them, because we got about 50 people driving from Grootbrak every week to join our Hartenbos plant. Paul and Michelle will lead it. And then what we're doing today is we want to bring it to Mossel Bay, AM, PM, Hartenbos, and George, AM, and PM. We want to ask everyone to pray and say, God, what part am I to play in this plant? Because it's not just someone else that's going. It's we that's planting. As a region, we're actually planting. And so we want to ask God, what part am I going to play in this plant? Whether it's financially, whether I'm actually uprooting my life and getting a house and moving to Grootbrak and supporting the plant. And we want to ask all of you today to pray with. I've asked the elders to pray with, and I said, please, Jesus, be wise. But I said, God, we're gonna pray. And we asked, Lord, what part am I to play in this plant? And we want to bring it to you today as a church, and we want to ask you, would you pray with us? I said, God, as a region, we are planting, we're taking hold, we're taking ground here. This was a promise that was in your hearts. Who has heard this dream before? All right, this has been a dream in the hearts for over 5 years, and suddenly God says, now. And we want to say, okay, God, what is our role here? And so we're expecting a big group from Hartenbos. There's actually quite a few people from PM that's going to join. Quite a big group from George PM that will be joining. And we're trusting that we can also participate in sending some of us to join the plant and break open new ground. And we're trusting that we'll start with between 50 to 70 people that'll join a proper church plant. And there's probably going to be 3 or 4 comm leaders. We know of 3 deacons that'll be joining. We are thinking, we know of 1 elder, but possibly another that will join. So starting with a team on the ground, a worship team, we are sending it hard. And so we want to bring it to you to consider, God, what is my role in this plant? And so can we do that? All right. It's a great win for us to take hold of the nations. Amen. And take hold of Grootbrak. It feels like the nations, isn't it, Greg? And just one very important point is it will be English. Yeah. So to Andrew's loose heartbreak, we are planting English. But we actually felt in the Lord, obviously with Paul being English, it's a key point. But we also, Grootbrak has only Afrikaans churches currently. We will be the only English church in the area. And we're trusting that we'll reach Glentana, Grootbrak, Kleinbrak, that whole area. There's so much friends. I want to say, you're thinking, man, another church? I want to say there are so many lost people. There are so many lost people. And if you're lost, I want to say you'll never make the drive from Grootbrak to come here. But if you plant next to your house, God might start stirring something. And we're trusting for the lost to get saved. We said we're going to cap the plant at 70 people because we want to leave a gap for 80 others to join to get to know God, to find the lost. That's the aim. And so we are trusting that God will save many as we take hold of a new region. Amen?